Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. The A's are always the latest medical news and what it means to you. There's good news this week, and the first one is a Well Beyond Wellness story about a drug that prevents the spread of COVID-19 in household contacts. If your husband, wife gets it, even if you've had a shot, you may, by that close contact, get exposed to it and get it. In Japan, they've developed a retrovirus treatment that is a treatment for this virus, much like, if you will, the current treatments for other respiratory diseases such as the flu, with the specific treatment, which again is a treatment for a retrovirus. This one, again, you take it for a couple of days and it prevents it. Large study in Japan. It will probably get approved in Japan and then come to the United States. What drug do you look for? Well, I'm going to give you its name, but it'll probably change name as it comes over the United States. It's called N-S-I-T-R-E-L-V-I-R. N-Sit-Rel-Ver. N-Sit-Rel-Ver. But again, I think it'll change its name. The great news, it's a Well Beyond Wellness segment. And remember, we are brought to you by a company that makes something great for Well Beyond Wellness. That is LifesFirstNaturals.com makes both bovine colostrum and, in addition to bovine colostrum, Trubiotics. And what is good for the GLPs, if you get nausea, vomiting, etc., with the first treatment, that is the DIRESQ, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q. The second story is one on longevity. And it is, longevity is the next disruptor. If you have a healthy diet in middle age and a lower waist to hip ratio, that is, your waist is less than half your height, that means that it is a lot less likely to develop cognitive dysfunction. And that brings up our other sponsor, LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to their website, sign up for the free newsletter, take the aging test on that website, LongevityPlaybook.com. Our last story that is really good is the burden of Alzheimer's disease rose worldwide. And you say, why is that so good? Well, let me go and tell you how much it rose and then tell you about therapeutic plasma exchange as a treatment, because that's what the AMBAR studies have shown is really effective. So data is, how much did it rise? It's rising at roughly 2.4% a year. That's not good. But the great news is when you get a cognitive evaluation, and we're going to have a cognitive evaluation available for everyone via a AI nurse, Rachel, who's an AI nurse on our website at longevityplaybook.com, and she will be able to give you a cognitive evaluation. If it's positive, you should talk to your doctor about the AMBAR studies, A-M-B-A-R, which are therapeutic plasma exchange that reverses it by getting rid of some of the proteins, and we don't know which ones are associated with it. So the longevity is the next disruptor story also is to stay abreast of current treatments. There's another story this week that I want to get to, which is why longevity is so important. And this is kind of the Roizen rule for a younger you. Stay healthy longer, because there were only 3.6 million births in 2023 in the United States. That's down 2% in 1 year. And guess what? It's down about 10% in just 3 years, from 4 million to 3.6 million. And that's a real problem. We have a shrinking younger population. They aren't going to be able to support us, old folks, unless we live longer and support ourselves for longer. But just imagine the average age of retirement is 61. If each person who was 61 worked 1 year longer, the GDP would go up by $340 billion, federal tax revenue by over $58 billion, state and local by over $34 billion. If they worked 10 years longer, if you're going to live 20 years longer than the current age of 80, if you're going to live to 95, which most of us can probably do, well, you're going to work to 71. If you work just 10 years, that's $3.4 trillion in GDP. And that's just for one age cohort. If every age cohort does it, it's a huge benefit to society. That's why this is longevity is the next disruptor. Keep working longer. Although the births are down, you can do something about it. Thanks very much. This has been 1240 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. The key points: keep your waist under half of your height. How's your waist measure? Put a tape measure around it, your belly button, and suck in. You will anyway. And in inches, that circumference should be less than half your height in inches. If it is, you're in the good shape for a decrease in cognitive decline. How big a decrease? Well, it's almost 40% from just having a thin waist, obviously with a healthy diet as the combination. So it's the healthy diet as well as the thin waist. That's the Roizen rule for a younger you. Keep your waist at less than half your height. The other method is keep productive, because we're going to need you because we don't have enough kids. And then look for the treatment of COVID-19, the antiviral drug, if that should get approved, my guess is, in the next 6 to 9 months in the United States. It's already approved in Japan because of this large study. And you'll be able to fend off even if your closest relative or bed partner gets COVID-19. This has been 1240A of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, with me, your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as DiRescue. Go to their website to see the benefits and randomized double-blind studies of those, as well as LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to their website, sign up for the free newsletter, which helps you stay abreast of the latest advances in longevity. Thanks again. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.